Election College, Episode 292, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Part 1.
Let's throw a political party. Face it, the political scene sucks, but did it always? It's time for Election College, and class is in session. Now, your hosts, Jason Goff and Ben Smith.
Ben, we haven't even talked about there being multiple parts to FDR, but I can only surmise that we're not going to be able to summarize his life in one episode.
I would tend to agree with that. So many things to talk about, but yeah, I don't think it can be overlooked that the guy wore a dress when he was a kid.
I know, man. I tell you what, yeah, it's been a couple of years since that was pretty widespread on Facebook. And just looking at the picture, man, it's got everything wrong with it. I mean, if nothing else, he's got a mullet.
Oh, that's the most heinous part. Like, kids wear what their parents put them in, but I mean, you can tell your parents you don't like your mullet. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's responsible for that mullet. Yeah, so way back in January of 1882 in Hyde Park, New York, James Roosevelt I and his wife, Sarah Ann Delano, had a baby boy. Did you know that they were sixth cousins? Like, they're related. His parents were related.
Yeah, I found that out while reading about FDR. And it's so crazy how many people in his life that he was close to, he was like distant cousins with.
I tell you what, when you keep these cousins away from each other. But anyway, there just seems to be a cousin theme going on in the Roosevelt family for decades, if not centuries. But, Franklin had a half-brother named James. His nickname was Rosie. I can only imagine that was because of Roosevelt, right? His dad was married before, so James is actually his half-brother. And the Roosevelts were pretty rich. James Roosevelt I graduated from Harvard Law in 1851. But like all good Harvard Law students who are rich, you know, he decides he's not going to really practice law. He's going to just kind of receive his inheritance from his grandfather. And, they knew people. They knew Grover Cleveland. Franklin actually was taken to meet President Cleveland in the White House during his administration. And his mom had a big role in his life. Actually, his mom was there, like, almost all the way. And we can get into that as we tell the story.
Yeah, so FDR's dad, James, was 54 when Franklin was born, which is, you know, even for then, kind of an older gentleman to have a kid. And it was a second marriage and everything, so it's understandable. But he was considered to be kind of distant to FDR. But as it turns out, he was probably more involved than we would think, or than most fathers would have been in their sons' lives at the time. And they would go to Europe and stuff like that. And that's where FDR learned how to speak French, how to speak German. He actually went to school in Germany when he was about 9 years old. He learned a lot of the things that, well, first of all, rich kids, but especially kids who travel to Europe learn. Riding horses, playing polo, rowing, shooting. Well, shooting was probably more widespread than it is now, of course, for kids to learn. But he pretty much got all the trappings of life and even learned how to sail when he was 16 because his dad gave him a boat to sail on.
That's what you do when you are given a boat, right?
I guess. I would.
Sailing it. Yeah. So Roosevelt goes to the Groton School, which is an Episcopal boarding school there in Massachusetts. And its headmaster was Endicott. Depends on where you're from, how to pronounce his last name, but probably Peabody, if you're from Memphis, Peabody. There's a famous hotel. That's the reason I say Memphis. But
right.
Endicott Peabody, he was all into the whole thing of it's the duty of Christians to help those who are less fortunate. And, hey, entering public service is a very good thing. And as a Christian, you should do that. And Franklin took heed to that. And Peabody had a pretty big influence on Franklin's life. As a matter of fact, he officiated his wedding and visited him in the White House. I hope that didn't spoil anything, that FDR makes it to the White House.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you how, but he did make it there eventually.
Yeah, lots of money got him there. Oh.
Whoops.
So anyway, you go to the boarding school and, you know, you end up in Harvard somehow. And no, actually, a lot of the Groton students make it to Harvard. It's just kind of like a feeder school for them, especially at that time. And Franklin was pretty average as a student. And he said that he took economics courses in college for 4 years, and everything he taught was wrong. So that sounds like me in high school. I learned how to type. That's it.
That was it.
Yeah.
Wow. I think I learned how to type in elementary school, but we lived in different times.
So. We are different. I mean, totally.
Yeah. So FDR's dad passes away in 1900, which of course causes him a great deal of sadness and distress. And the next year, another thing in the family happened. That's when Theodore Roosevelt, Teddy, or not Teddy, whatever you prefer.
Don't call him Teddy.
Don't call him Teddy.
Man, people are still calling him Teddy all over the place. And I'm like, don't you know he didn't like that? It's kind of disrespectful.
I call him Teddy because I know people will understand who I'm talking about.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah. So he becomes the president. And, you know, FDR really starts to look up even more to his cousin, not Teddy. And wants to be just like him, wants to be, you know, he's a role model for him. So he graduates from Harvard in 1903 with a degree in history. And he goes to law school, like, you know, every future president should. But,
of course.
But after he passes the bar exam, he drops out in about 1907.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. He ends up working for a firm in Wall Street. And, well, we'll get to this, but he never really has a desire to do law, to practice law. He always kind of sees himself going into politics. And that's a good thing because, you know, he goes into politics.
Yeah. In the midst of all of this, in 1902, Franklin says, hey, at the family reunion. Not really. I don't think he's at the family reunion when he says hey. But he's like, hey, Eleanor, my fifth cousin once removed. Where that once removed falls in there.
Makes a big difference.
Somebody, it probably does make a big difference, so it's not so creepy. But, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt. Yeah, that's her maiden name, Roosevelt. Eleanor Roosevelt Roosevelt. They start dating. And they're writing each other, and by the time October 1904 rolls around, Franklin's like, let's do this thing, let's get married. And Franklin's mom's like, ooh, no. No.
That's my baby boy. That's my baby boy.
I know. And she didn't necessarily, it wasn't anything against Eleanor, but Sarah, who's Franklin's mom, you know, she's very possessive. And she's like, hey, he's too young, and I want to break this thing up. And Theodore Roosevelt says, no, I'm all for this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to stand in at the wedding for Eleanor's father, who was deceased at the time. Franklin and Eleanor, they moved to Springwood, which is